It was it's scandalous. You've got nothing, of course, from our usual impartial coverage. Apparently, it has to be like. But it's another absolute scandal. And I don't say this insofar as a couple of back pages of headlines we're going to get, and all was it or wasn't it? And Chelsea supporters listening to us now, of course, the fact it wasn't a penalty doesn't affect you and it makes you feel bad. This is not about Chelsea. Next time it could be about Chelsea, it could happen to you. But football has a maggot at its golden core. At the golden core of this fantastic game, there is a maggot, and that maggot is referees. And it's not just a normal broadside, it simply can't carry on like this. We've just been with a game for 2 hours, right? We've been that game for 2 hours. The referee was bad all the way through it, and even in the usual couch terms of radio commentators, you could tell it was a bad referee. But what is the point of people running themselves to a standstill? What is the point of supporters investing time, money and emotion in 2 hours? What is the point of anyone investing millions and millions and millions of pounds in football when the whole thing rests on some erstwhile van driver from Folkestone who probably had a row with his wife tonight? It was a scandal. It's simply after 2 hours... The referee, it simply isn't a penalty. It's not. We can see it's not. The world now knows it's not. Even Chelsea supporters, not that they care, say, no, it wasn't. And yet, oh, that's how the game is. Well, it can't go on. It simply can't go on. If this is a boxing match and a referee suddenly turned around and gave the fight to the bloke who was knocked out on the floor, he'd say, no, you can't do that. But in football, we allow it to go on. And we know these people are unbalanced. I mean, seriously, that was a scandal. We're all enjoying the game. Leicester literally run themselves into the ground. So did Chelsea. I think that was a penalty. And so it's over. Because one person got it wrong, hundreds of thousands, and all the money invested in it, whatever it meant, the Leicester season is over again. It can't go on. That was a disgrace. And it's not just about back pages and having a laugh here and saying, you can't let this game, if it is a modern, huge business like people like to make out, you can't let it go on and let nitwits say, oh no, it's all my decision. It can't rest on one individual having a bad night. It's simply insane. And Leicester supporters, if you just watch that on television and want to ring up in the heat of the moment, say what you like. But the referee, it's not just a scandal, it was an outrage. If you didn't know better and there's no suggestion of it, you'd say the fellow was corrupt. In any other sport, oh, that he must have been, because he went, why would he do that? You can't just at that stage of the game on a whim, and it ain't good enough to say, it has to be someone. No, they've now got to go to people who are watching it on television. It's too important to say, after all that and all that game, to say, yeah, no, that wasn't a penalty. And if he's just worried about being embarrassed out on the pitch, well, so be it. But that can't carry on. Let's hear about that. It's simply a simple matter. They've got to have television screens. If Trevor Brooking can see it, and even old Trevor sat on the fence a bit, if you've got to have someone sitting up and go, no, it wasn't. It's too important to say, yes, it was. 20 past 10, 0500 909 693. 0500 909 693. There's a million things to talk about, but seriously, anyone who's sat through that game and, it could have happened the other way, and I'd have been just as angry at the Chelsea if it had happened, and they would have been certainly as angry. Now, you can be in your cars and say, oh, shut up, it doesn't matter, but seriously, it does. Football can't rest on the whim, as I say, of these, erstwhile butcher's assistants who just... You've got no comeback at them. You won't see any interview with him. They're protected by some old Victorian jargon like bringing the game into disrepute. And most of them need a good slap round the face.